This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Echmini, in New Delhi today. Both leaders will hold discussions on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. President Echmini will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Mr. Echmini, who is on a five-day visit to India, arrived in New Delhi yesterday after productive engagements in Chennai and Mumbai. Union Minister Anupriya Patel received the visiting dignitary at the airport. We have a report.
Seychelles is a key maritime neighbor for India in the Indian Ocean region. It holds a special place in India's Vision Mahasagar, mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions, and the commitment to the Global South. The visit of President of Seychelles coincides with the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Seychelles. Before coming to New Delhi, the President of Seychelles visited Chennai and Mumbai, where he attended business events. The visit of President of Seychelles will lend further momentum to wide-ranging cooperation and robust people-to-people ties between the two countries. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students across the country in the second episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 this morning. The program is scheduled to be telecast at 10 a.m. across multiple platforms. With board exams around the corner, the interaction will focus on addressing exam stress, preparation strategies, time management, and helping students approach tests with confidence. The Prime Minister, in a social media post, said that this episode will feature exam warriors from Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, Raipur in Chhattisgarh, Dev Mogra in Gujarat, and Guwahati in Assam. The second episode of the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha will be telecast on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's YouTube channel, Doordarshan, and the Ministry of Education's social media platforms. The program will also be live on Waves OTT. India and Canada have agreed to formulate a shared work plan to guide cooperation on national security and law enforcement issues and to enable practical collaboration on respective priorities. The decision was taken during a meeting between National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his Canadian counterpart Nathalie Drouin in Ottawa on Saturday. The Ministry of External Affairs yesterday, sharing details of the meeting, said that the two sides acknowledged the progress on initiatives aimed at supporting the safety and security of the countries and citizens. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi ruling coalition registered landmark victory in the snap parliamentary elections held yesterday, paving the way for promised tax cuts and a stronger defense system. According to the country's public broadcaster, the coalition led by Ms. Takaichi's Liberal Democrat Party, LDP, has won 352 of 465 seats in Japan's House of Representatives. LDP alone secured a majority of 316, comfortably surpassing the 261-seat threshold for an absolute majority in the 465-member lower house, the more powerful chamber of Japan's parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his Japanese counterpart, Sanae Takaichi, for her victory in the elections to the House of Representatives. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, "The special strategic and global partnership between the two countries plays a vital role in enhancing global peace, stability and prosperity." Services clinched the 79th National Football Championship for the Santosh Trophy after edging past Kerala 1-0 in the final at Dhakuakhana Stadium in Assam yesterday. The victory secured services the 8th Santosh Trophy title. The decisive goal came deep into extra time in the 109th minute when striker Abhishek Pawar finished calmly from a well-delivered cross by Shubham Rana. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, host Sri Lanka defeated Ireland by 20 runs in a groupie clash in Colombo last night. Put into bat first, Sri Lanka posted 163 for the loss of his 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Chasing the target, Ireland were bundled out for 143 in 19.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.